Hagide, and welcome to another episode of Animal Advertising. Yes, it's season two, Animal Advertising, the ad agency for businesses, business to business. How can we help you? This is a podcast where we talk about everything advertising, everything marketing and branding. And it's a free podcast with various free ideas in advertising or about advertising and marketing and branding. So whether you're in the industry or you're just a small business owner or a big business owner or just would like to know about what's happening in the advertising and marketing industry, this platform of podcasts, a podcast platform, is a segment gateway for you to, you know, just get that extra knowledge and to sharpen your saw and to find out whether what you need to be tweaking in your business in order to be updated. So as you do know, social media is like the oxygen in everyone's life, for that matter. Whether you, whatever age group you are, either affected or being affecting via in the advertising and digital industry. So with that being said, we also understand that the creative within the advertisement that you are going to be pursuing or reading or, you know, catching on your profiles and stuff like that is utmost important. Hence why it's all about the creative, it's all about the artwork, it's all about producing high quality designs, whether it's logos, whether it's videos, whether it's just any form of communication within that realm. So with that being said, we have compiled three little tidbits with regards to positive ways in order to use negative space in the logo design. So basically just things that you can do to tweak your logo designs. So if you are a student in advertising, or you are a designer, or you are in the creative industry, I think it's very important that you can just listen to our school of thought with regards to that. So try designing a logo that make use of negative space. So for example, negative space logos is a logo that creatively use white space within an image or a letter to create a whole new image. So a classic example is the iconic FedEx logo, in which a subtle arrow symbol is formed between the letters E and X. Designing a negative space logo isn't exactly the easiest task, but there are a few tried and true ways designers like to implement negative spaces into their logo designs. So we're going to be diving deep into three of those aspects. So number one is a watermark. So with a watermark, you can pick out hidden symbols in these logo types. These graphic designers incorporate subtle relevant symbols into the logo's typography, making use of the negative space between different letter combinations and areas enclosed within letters. The second point is a symbol within a symbol. So a negative space logo doesn't necessarily have to make use of any letters. You can also combine two different forms to create dual meaning behind a single symbol. Viewers will enjoy attempting to find the hidden meaning behind your design, and you'll impress them with effortless way you were able to combine two separate ideas. So the third point is inside a letter form. So you could also design a clever logo by combining a single letter form with a symbol. In these cases, designers typically keep the letters positively spaced. To incorporate a symbol within empty space inside or around it. When it comes to a logo design, it only makes sense to use a symbol relevant to your brand or product or service. So remember that in creating an eye-catching negative space logo design won't necessarily come naturally. It will take some time and practice and training to the eyes to read between the lines. You will start making a conscious effort to notice the space and different forms. And think about what kind of imagery might be seamlessly fit in those empty spaces. So good luck and happy designing. And that is all from us for today from Animal Advertising. This podcast is very much stipulated to these young designers or designers that just want to change their look or get a fresh eye in design perspective, or anyone in the creative industry. So you can go onto our website, which is www.adamandadvertising.com for any advertising, marketing and advertising needs. It was a pleasure to have you onto our podcast. Any questions and inquiries, you are welcome to comment below, and all the best, and thank you for your time. God bless.